What is good, people? This is Elder Tenshi, and welcome to Otaku Labs. For those who don't know, Otaku Labs is a nice little podcast where me and some of my friends talk about everything we love in the anime, manga, light novel, everything like that genre. So check this out. So I'm just going to keep this brief because we got some other plans coming up, but because New York Comic Con has now come and gone, I just wanted to touch on a few things that stuck out to me. And really, of course, you know I got to talk about that Dragon Ball Super superhero preview trailer thing that they dropped while they were doing the official Dragon Ball Super superhero panel. And I really, honestly, like, at this point in time, I'm glad that we got something concrete. Everything that stuck out to me, of course, okay, number one, animation looked interesting. I'm not gonna say either good or bad. Seeing Dragon Ball in CG has been an interesting thought. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, after we saw that first little test preview, not too long ago, just a few months ago, when they did that pre-recorded panel, I was happy, but at the same time, like, not really 100% sure. Now that we have some more ideas of what the characters are going to look like and everything, you know, you can tell that they've worked really hard on it. Big ups. Big ups to Toei, big ups to Shueisha, you know, and the fact that this was previewed at New York Comic Con, and at the time the Japanese fans hadn't seen it yet, I was very surprised, to be honest, you know what I'm saying? But I welcome this interesting new look. Now, the Red Ribbon Army. Let's talk about the Red Ribbon Army making a comeback after so many years of not being in the picture. I think the last time we even saw anything having to do with Red Ribbon was back in DBZ during the Android Saga, and then that was it. And it was a trip, because just like a lot of American fans, I didn't start with Dragon Ball first. I started with Dragon Ball Z, and then later on went to Dragon Ball. Saw a couple of the Dragon Ball live action bootlegs before I actually saw the Dragon Ball show. So, but I knew enough about it to form an opinion about the overall movie. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, there are two other live action Dragon Ball adaptations out there before the ridiculousness that was Dragon Ball Evolution. You had Dragon Ball The Magic Begins, and you also had a Korean adaptation of Dragon Ball out there, and it was an interesting dive. You know what I'm saying? Like, I happened to come across Dragon Ball The Magic Begins when I'm just flipping through channels in the early days of digital cable, right? I watch it, and it was all right for what it was. They had some details right, a lot more than what we got. I'm gonna just tell you that right now. But I digress. Getting to the preview. Love the fact that Pan is going to be playing a part in this. We don't know how big of a part she's going to be playing in this. I like the designs of the new characters, which it seems very simplistic. Like, they kept it very simplistic. They look like androids with fins. Now, are they an actual alien species? I'm going to take a wild guess and say that they're androids as well. What was it called? Gammas 1 and 2, you know? And obviously, they're going to be working for the Red Ribbon Army. If you look at their clothing, the Red Ribbon insignia is right on the side of their sleeve. So, it's it's this is gonna be cool. The kid who's playing, the kid who looks like, well, I say kid, he could be just a, he could just be a little person for all I know. Whatever they got going on, it kind of reminds me of the BoJack movie with the rich dude holding the tournament by the name of Access Cash. If I remember correctly, he was doing it for his son, who just wanted to see aliens fight in a battle, right? So, you know, this kind of looks like a callback to that. I could be completely wrong, but, you know, it reminds me of that, and I want to see what they do with it. As far as the CG though, just like I said earlier, it looks interesting. I can't say it's either good nor bad, but really what I'll be looking forward to the most is seeing what kind of trouble that they get into when it comes to Gohan, Pan, and the rest of them. You know what I'm saying? Because Pan was always, like, I had high hopes for Pan, like, at the end of Z. Mostly because she's the daughter of Gohan, daughter of Videl, granddaughter of Goku, granddaughter of Mr. Satan. And, yeah, they didn't really do much with her unless you go to GT. But even then, they didn't really do much with her. So I felt like she was, you know, the potential was wasted. Here, it looks like they're at least training her. Like, you could see that, you know, that Piccolo and her are close. They're bonding. They're having, you know, and Uncle Piccolo's there to, you know, look out for his niece. I mean, really, everybody out here calling Piccolo the best dad, and really, I cannot. I have to agree, because if you remember that episode, that filler episode of Young Pan shortly after she was born, and Piccolo was like, oh, she likes this kind of snack at this point in time. Don't interrupt her sleep, blah blah blah. The dude was on it. Best babysitter. man. But yeah, I can't wait to see what they do with Pan and how big of a part Gohan's gonna have, because supposedly he's supposed to don the Great Saiyan Man suit, and regardless of what you think of the Great Saiyan Man persona, it at least they gave him something to do. If that's what they're going to do. Right now it's all speculation. Now, Whis, we know is gonna be in here. Beerus more than likely is gonna be in here. Goku and Broly. Okay, seeing that little bit of Broly, like if you haven't checked it out, because this preview since it came out has been dissected, I don't know how many times, by so many people, and all I'm doing is giving you my opinion. But honestly, like, Broly coming back for another movie, bravo, big ups, more character development for him, hopefully. You know what I'm saying? We'll see him probably with new powers. I'm not thinking a new transformation. I'm just thinking, new powers, and probably, you know, he's calmed down a bit, you know, because now he gets to be a part of the group. You know, he gets to basically be part of a pseudo family. Like he's got Chilai in their homeboy, but he gets to be part of the, you know, in his way, part of the Z Fighter crew. You know, let's see how far they go. I mean, that looks like Broly, he could just have a small part in the movie. I'm hoping that he has a big, you know, a big part in this, you know, in this film. It looks like it'll be a great time for Dragon Ball fans. CG doesn't look all that great, but it doesn't look all that bad either. It's not really the biggest draw for me. You know, the biggest draw for me has always been the story, even though it's Dragon Ball. You don't always focus on story, even though there's so much lore, there's so much of it. We've been following this for this long, and this is why some people in the Dragon Ball fan, like certain sectors of the Dragon Ball fandom, can be very protective. They can, in some cases, be toxic. Not trying to call anybody out specifically. I'm just saying, you know, I know I can be, you know, a little toxic when it comes to this because I'm very protective of this property because it's something that I, you know, just like a lot of you grew up on and wanted to see more of, you know, the older I got. And also the older I got, the more I started being invested into the story and not just the fact that it's shown in and that it's action packed, you know? But either way, this looks like it's going to be an interesting story, a interesting experience seeing Dragon Ball in CG in a full film for the first time. I mean, we've seen so many video games and stuff like that, and that's one thing. But we'll see what, you know, see how this goes, see what they do, and if and when the anime comes back, I'm still hoping for the, you know, for the 2D design, but honestly, whatever they decide to do, I'm gonna watch it anyway. I ain't gonna lie. I'm that much of a fan. I'm just gonna watch it anyway and then make my decision later. You know what I'm saying? Let me know what you think of the new design for Dragon Ball. Are you gonna be looking forward to the movie? And I know we have a lot of expectations, so I'm just gonna wait and see what happens at this point. But the next time we get a full trailer, I'm probably gonna talk about it with some friends. So be on the lookout, be on the lookout for that. All right. So get into the second and last topic that I want to talk about today. It's something that I did not think was going to happen after a while. I kind of lost hope, and that is a Crunchyroll original by the name of High Guardian Spice. Now, really, does this count as anime to me? Yes and no. You know what I'm saying? Like, the line is becoming more and more thin. You know what I'm saying? The more that we start, you know, collaborating with other studios and taking bits and pieces of their style and merging it with our own, you know, East and West and everything, it's starting to, you know, it's the line between what is anime and what isn't anime has kind of started to thin out a bit more, you know, as the years go on and as anime becomes more and more mainstream. So really, I'm just gonna say yes and keep it here. All right, so High Guardian Spice, I've been waiting for this for a while, not because I was that excited about it, but because they kept hyping it up as a Crunchyroll original. And once we finally got a trailer after almost 3 years of waiting, it's like, meh, alright, this is okay. This looks like your typical magical girl, magical school show. But who's to say that'll be a bad thing? You know? Right now, I'm just glad that they didn't completely get rid of it. You know? Because when I think of these Crunchyroll originals, like, I liked Tower of God. It was a little slow at the beginning, but I did enjoy it. And God of High School. I didn't even watch God of High School, but really, maybe I should. I don't know. Maybe at some point I will. But and everything else that they've come up with as far as the original banner outside of X Arms, I couldn't even get through the first episode of that. But that's just me. Maybe there are fans of that. I don't know. But you know, you like what you like. Honestly, High Guardian Spice, even though it does look like a very by-the-numbers magical girl show, it would be interesting to at least give a shot. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm gonna do. That second trailer came out recently. It has a October 26th release date. So I'm thinking about doing a first impressions episode on it. You know, usually I like to give things the 3-episode rule. So I'll probably wait until the first few episodes are out, and if I can't get some friends together to watch it, I'll probably just talk about it myself. You know, because like I said, I was really hoping that this turned into something great, and not just the fact that, yes, I love that it's mostly an all-female production, but that's all that they were, really hyping up at the time. You know what I'm saying? So now that we have the first few trailers, now that we've actually heard voices, and you know, and time has gone by, and we know that they've probably refined this a bit more, I am just happy to see that it's coming out, and it's coming out soon. So I'll probably give it the 3-episode rule before I talk about it, but I'm curious to see how it'll be received by audiences. So really, we're just gonna have to wait and see. But in the meantime, in between time, my peoples, hey, I just wanted to get up here real quick and just give you my, my 2 cents on a few things that stuck out to me during this whole time with Comic-Con. I really wish I was there. I have never been to a Comic-Con before. I've been to conventions, but I've never been to New York Comic Con or anything like that. Maybe one day when things start to calm down a bit more, maybe I'll think about going. Try to put something together. But in the meantime, at least we had some good coverage. I mean, hey, yes, the pandemic's still going on. There's still things going on out there. But as far as entertainment goes, they figured out ways to do it at home. It may not be as refined as we're used to, but hey, it's better than nothing, and at least people are trying to stay safe for the most part. That's just my opinion. But thank you guys for listening, everybody out there who's supporting the show. Thank you so much for just sticking around and listening to me ramble. Hopefully I'll get my friends in the lab again soon, so we can just nerd out with y'all. And in the meantime, I am Elder Tenchi, and I bid you peace, love, and never be normal.